If you apply for a job these days, there's a good chance you'll have to answer this question. Have you ever been convicted of a crime? After the September 11th terrorist attacks, a growing number of employers are conducting more thorough criminal background checks. The companies that supply these background checks say they're making the world safer. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, they're creating new challenges for the hundreds of thousands of people released from prison every year.
Clients are buzzed in the door at the Manhattan offices of the Fortune Society. Fortune offers help to ex-offenders who are looking for work and trying to put the past behind them.
My offense was drug sales.
Raymond Carter has been out of the joint for less than a year. He sits at a table, his hand resting on a technical manual entitled Oracle SQL. Before he went to prison, Carter's skills as a computer administrator were valuable, but he says many employers now see him as a security risk.
If you're a network administrator, it's very difficult to find a job in that field because now how they discriminate, I believe, is by saying that you need security clearance to get that position.
Next to Carter is Kareem Bey, who's still facing employment problems 6 years after he was released from prison.
Assault. When I was convicted of second-degree attempted assault.
Until recently, Bey had a consulting job for a local pharmaceutical company. When he applied to do the job as a full-time employee, the company required a full background check, and that was the end of the line.
So if I kept on as a consultant, I would have been fine. But because I applied directly to the client, they did a background check, and that also ended my consultancy.
Across the table, a man in a three-piece suit looks on, wrapped in the big bill that can come from 15 years in prison. That's how long Edmund Taylor was inside. Now he's manager of career development for the Fortune Society. Taylor says the instant background checks available today make it hard for felons to show what they can do.
Before 9/11, I could at least gotten a job for about 6 months, made a halfway decent living before the background check would come up and they say, oh, well, guess what? We can't keep you because you're an ex-offender. You have a record.
And that's the way it should be, according to many who want to help employers conduct more thorough background checks. Janine Perot, district attorney for Westchester County, New York, tells the story of a nanny in her area who was hired without a criminal background check and killed her young charge.
We're talking about something that's already a public information. We are not talking about privacy. We're simply accessing what anyone can do by going into any courthouse across this country, but giving the employers the access to this information from one central registry.
The problem is that employers often get misleading information. Sebastian Solomon of New York's Legal Action Center holds up a typical background check from a major provider.
One of the mistakes is it talks about the type of conviction, and it says felony, including misdemeanor. Now, if a misdemeanor is a lower type of charge than a felony, so saying a felony includes misdemeanors is in itself misleading, and it suggests that the company doesn't understand the information and that it's then telling the employer that information and the employer will have a misunderstanding.
From their offices in Greenwich Village, the Legal Action Center helps people ensure their records are accurate. This man, who asked not to give his name, was struggling to wipe the ink off his hands after being fingerprinted. The prints can be used to make sure his criminal record is accurate.
Well, I don't think there's anything there. I would like to know, but I don't think there's anything there to be, you know.
But you were in prison?
Yes, I had one for a short period of time. I never had any felonies, misdemeanors.
When there are mistakes, ex-offenders may have to visit Roland Acevedo. From his office in Midtown Manhattan, Acevedo gets a lot of business from people who face this situation. Their rap sheet lists maybe a dozen charges they faced, but were never convicted of.
Now, if someone looks at that rap sheet and sees this long laundry list of serious crimes, and then they see a year later you pled guilty to a drug offense, they often don't make the connection that that drug offense took care of all those serious charges.
Acevedo is a trim, laconic man with a neat mustache. Today, he works for a respected law firm, but less than 20 years ago, he was up the river, literally, at the Rikers Island prison.
I was in twice. I was in for robbery on both occasions.
The legal degree he got after prison came in handy when he had to represent an early client, himself, as he tried to apply for jobs. Acevedo knew something that employers often did not, that New York does have some legal protections for ex-offenders.
In my case, I've applied for employment with law firms and didn't get hired. and asked them, because of my background, for an explanation pursuant to the statute. And they laughed. And they said, we don't have to give anybody an explanation. We just deny you employment. And I would point them to the statute, and never fails. They're always amazed.
In New York State, employers cannot just refuse to hire all ex-offenders out of hand. They have to prove there's a connection between the offense and the job. But it's unclear whether the New York law is very effective. Catherine O'Neill with the Legal Action Center says by the time an ex-offender challenges an employer, it's often too late.
Employers will have made decisions based on the wrong information, the inaccurate or the incomplete information, and will have adequate time to come up with an additional or other reason.
These inaccuracies, however, sometimes hide a criminal background. Derek Smith, CEO of background check provider ChoicePoint, says employers need to follow the law, but they also need information on whom they're hiring.
Data which is asked about prior criminal convictions is filled out as blank or with none. We often find that that's not true, and we bring that to the attention of the employer, then they still have the opportunity to make whatever decision they care to about that particular applicant.
ChoicePoint will likely be very busy in the coming years as the demand for background checks continues to grow, and with it, the challenges for ex-offenders trying to go straight. Larry Abramson, NPR News.